This episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace makes it very easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. And since these days just about everybody needs an online home, Squarespace makes it very easy for all of us to get started on our own websites today. All you have to do is head over to squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. You can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Plus, they give you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website. So what are you waiting for? Again, that's squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Thanks, Squarespace. Now, let's get the show started.
So grateful for each and every one of you coming out. So, this week in mess.
How much really happened between Wednesday and today, though? Really? Really?
I forget that this can be an audio show, so I should say things. Okay. Listen, we really didn't talk about anything but Kanye, and some more Kanye, and then that horrible music award show. And then I think we talked about Lil' Kim getting kicked in the head.
A little, briefly, because that was interesting.
Because why not mention it? By Northwest.
You're a mess.
She gets me. Okay, so speaking of that family, I just really want to make, just very quickly, let me just get a Kardashian moment out. Please. Just for a second.
I'm here for it.
Because I just want to point something out. So, Khloé.
You're honestly trash.
Khloé Kardashian. Simpson.
I tried to watch
y'all can joke about it, but I can't say nothing. Shit.
I tried to watch it. I did.
You didn't watch the show?
I tried, but the whole first fucking scene was about the Kardashians going to breakfast with their daddy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the OJ show.
Yeah, I was.
And what?
When I watched the OJ show.
Oh, you know what? I'm behind an episode.
Okay, see, you looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, this whole fucking show is about Kim.
I blame Time Warner. So listen, Khloé Kardashian kicked her brother out of the house, right? When one King of Diamonds dancer by the name of Black China.
Wow.
With a Y. I feel like we should explore the name.
Should
Does it? She have Chinese heritage? Okay.
Almost certainly not. Almost certainly not.
Like, but then, and you can still say, what is your name? Like, why can't we just, what's her name? It's probably like Brittany or Courtney or something.
I know you're not asking me Black China's real name. I know you're not.
One of y'all know Black China's government.
Nobody stands for her.
Angela?
That's so 80s.
Right?
I mean, I love it, but like, girl, your name is Angela?
Right.
You don't give me Angela.
Angela Renee White.
Wow, you would never know.
She sounds like she should be at home watching Wendy and like making a cobbler.
Yes. Or she has
Either
a nice
way.
Job. She's a supervisor at a call center. She has weekends off now. Angela White. I'm a supervisor at AT&T. How can I help you? I see it.
Okay, so Black China has been dating the brother, and then they moved in together when he got kicked out of his sister's house or whatever, which this is the most, like, they are so ghetto to be like...
I hate this family.
So now, apparently, Khloé posted a photo on Instagram of her and her brother together with a caption that said, "It's simple, I miss you." So I just want... So, sweetie, you mean to tell me that the brother that we haven't heard y'all say anything about ever since he just dedicated his life to In-N-Out Burger, like, he's just like, I'm going to go get me some Animal Style every 5 p.m. on the dot. Fight me. You can't... Like, when they were like, oh, so you're not gonna lose any weight? And he was like, nah. Like, They put cheese on the fries. You didn't hear anything else about that nigga. Here comes Black China loving his fat ass anyway. In public. And the nigga is grinning and signing up for social media apps he ain't never heard of and doing all this shit. And now his name is everywhere and everybody talking about Rob again and loving him anyway and loving how happy he is, even though he's fat. And now you miss him. Now you want to talk about him. Now you want to mention Robert's name. K, girl. K, K, K. S.
I'm so proud of yourself. Is that it? That's the whole story?
I figured you...
Because you know I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't give one...
I just wanted to point that out. For y'all that's watching, was Rob even in the OJ show? Did Cuba trip over him or anything?
They had a little boy in there. I mean, I had to turn it off because literally the whole entire scene was about the Kardashians.
So 3J from Family Matters.
Who? Sorry, I missed that.
Sticky from Proud Family. Eddie from That's the Raven.
Oh, that nigga.
Oh, so that was Orlando Brown. You know who I'm talking about?
Hell no.
I underestimated you, Orlando. I thought I was going to say 3J and everybody was going to be like, oh, I know who you're talking about.
Wait, what is that? What show is that?
Family Matters.
Oh, fuck, he is that kid. That's like when I remember that Naya Rivera was Richie's girlfriend on Family Matters. When I finally put two and two together, that little girl who was Richie's girlfriend.
How much younger than you am I? Like, I remember all of that shit. I remember when that girl was on Glee, and I was like, oh, girl, that's Gwendolyn.
No.
And her little prom dress. And then she talked about she didn't bathe, and I was like, maybe that's not... Perhaps that isn't her.
And tried to put it on us. Like, oh, white people are the ones who bathe every day. We don't need all that. Bitch, who are you speaking for? I get my black ass in the shower every day. Without
fail. So Orlando Brown, the kid from all of these black things, was apparently arrested for beating up his girlfriend in the parking lot. And also...
Oh, fun times.
Being in possession of, like, a substance. But... Like meth. I was trying to find like a graceful way to put it, but it's meth. It's like.
There's no classy way to say meth.
I can't figure one out. So the crazy thing about it is that he gets arrested. They have this mugshot and this alleged police report and all of these things. The girlfriend's missing and all this craziness. And then he just pops up on Instagram the next day like, oh, so y'all just gonna believe that shit? Like, you know those faces that he used to make? Like he was just making all of those faces that he used to make on...
Raven?
TV as a kid, yeah. And then saying some weird, like, oh, I was in jail for 3 days, and every day in there is 2.5 days, and what about me? And I'm like, so you had meth, like you really did, you are not making this.
No, you're clearly on meth right now if you make a statement like that, because no part of that made no fucking sense. What are you trying to say to me? I don't speak meth head. I'm from Oklahoma, but I don't.
It just is like, there are so many celebrities, they get themselves into these embarrassing situations, right? And like, fair, life is embarrassing, unless you're Blue Ivy. But don't get online and then make it worse. Like, you could have just, you know, posted bail or had called your mama or whatever and got out and just turned your phone off. Played Uno, did something that's just offline. But you wanted to come on here with full meth face back on the internet the next day talking about, I got my girl in the car with me and she's over there like, yeah, I'm in the car too. You are not helping yourself. I don't know what else to say.
I don't either, because I don't even barely know who Orlando Bloom is.
It's like when Bow Wow...
Who is it? What did I say? I said Bloom.
Orlando Bloom is the white man from Lord of the Rings.
This is the Desperado thing. This is that.
That was
okay.
Dreadful.
Well, you know, Orlando, whom the fuck ever. This man is on meth and spending up the last of his Raven checks. I mean, okay, girl. It goes like that sometimes for Disney. Disney stars don't really have a habit of turning
child
that
stars.
Into...
Child star.
Like just, a healthy adulthood. They
like
have some trouble along the way.
It's like when Bow Wow, like we all found out.
Bow Wow's a bad example.
I mean, I could stop there, right? Like I could just not say anything else.
Yeah.
When he just showed everybody that he didn't realize how numbers and time worked on the Grammys. And then everybody made fun of him because why wouldn't we? You're saying 3-2-1 and we have 5 full black minutes left. Like... They aren't streaming this. You can't see the timer. Nobody was like, hey, girl, so set a timer for... You can just ask Siri to do it. Like, how did you... And you want to log on Instagram the next day. And he told Charlamagne some shit like...
He went on Breakfast Club?
No, Charlamagne made him Donkey of the Day or some shit. But I mean... You were, like...
Right, I mean, you were high on meth and beat the shit out your girlfriend. I think you deserve to be Donkey of the Day. Oh.
Let's just move on.
All these niggas are the same. Bow Wow probably did that too. You be giving me these names. I don't know these niggas. I'm really sorry.
Tyrese. So Tyrese is, apparently he's upset because he didn't win a Grammy for his album.
He's upset that he didn't win?
So he lost, Lala Hathaway got a Grammy, good for her.
Layla?
D'Angelo won for his album.
Oh yeah, that Get High album.
Tyrese did it. Now, Tyrese's album, Black Rose, which he definitely had to remind me about, it did really well. And I actually remember when it came out and mm-hmm. it was like number one and I was like, oh, so we got past the spelling thing. Cool. 'Cause Tyrese can sing. So he didn't win anything, although he did show up to the awards and was present for the whole thing and sang that song for the Lionel Rich. She's a brick! Like, you just...
So wrong.
Nothing else. Like, no, you were just so happy to be there because you knew that they were going to give you a Grammy. And they called everyone else ahead of time.
Damn.
So let Taylor know we've got her 7 Grammys. She can come and pick them up in the night. I don't care what she wears. She's winning them. Please come so we can put her in the commercial. Thank you so much, white people. They did that to everybody else.
Right.
You see, they called Kendrick Lamar because mm-hmm. he was sitting front row
yep.
with his blouse buttoned down to his navel.
That's where they put you when they have the intention of you winning. When they already know your ass is coming up on stage, they put you in them first 3 rows and shit so you won't have to journey your ass from the back. Where the loser assholes at. Where Tyrese was at. Beyond the shadows.
So he went on Instagram to complain about it and wrote a lot.
Oh my God.
Ironically. And then he recorded like these 2 videos and he showed the plaque for the album and... Like the comments, you know, like how in commercials for movies and TV shows, how they have like the quotes from magazines and stuff. He's like, vibe, this is a classic. I'm making that up. I don't, but like, it was just, what are you doing? For what? And apparently he's like a life coach now.
Who the hell? Tyrese? Let me make sure I got that right. Tyrese is a life coach.
Tyrese, now I heard somebody say something to me about Tyrese having a show with Rev Run.
Oh, you were invited to that.
Called,
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that here.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. I told you. Oh, no, you didn't.
in front of a sold out crowd. Sold out.
My bad.
So they have this show together now called something like Bitch, It's Not You, It's Him. Or what's it called?
That's it. That's the working title.
It's something like that. Like,
Bitch, It's Not You, It's Him.
Swipe left or some.
It's like Woman
Don't
Thou
check
Art
the nigga
Loose
messages,
for the
girl.
Hood, for Instagram, really. That's the basic premise, men telling women how they can feel better about themselves, even though there's nothing wrong with them in the first place. There's nothing wrong with you. And if there was, I swear to God, you would get better advice from a random nigga on the street than you would from Tyrese and Rev Run. Them ain't even the first two niggas that come to mind when you think, I need some help in my life. I would really like some assistance with dating. Who can I call? Who can I? Tyrese does not come up. Not first, second, or 20th. But, you know, this is on OWN, right?
What?
The show is on OWN, ain't it? Tyler Perry is putting all of his booze on.
Now that is just crossing the line. So yeah, they have this Jill Scott song-ass show together where they're like sitting and talking about how women can heal themselves. And I just feel like, no offense, where do you get off? Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you sitting here? Like, this new pack of grown-ass men sitting back like, so I'm going to premise this whole show. The whole thing is going to be about how I, with my penis, can tell you with your whole entire other system how to operate it and when to use it and when not to use it and what the fuck be wrong with us and all this shit. It's just like, let them just talk to Oprah and Beyonce and Jesus about it. I feel like that's sufficient. And, you know, their mothers, grandmas, aunties, so Crystal, stupid. anybody else, but hopefully someone who can relate being a woman also. Either way, the nigga was upset. Now he speaks like T.I. Like, he's in Instagram, like, you know, because I'm flabbergasted at the news that...
Are you really flabbergasted?
Personally, I am a life coach now, and there are so many people who look to me for inspiration.
Who the
and
hell?
So, please look it up. If the nigga ain't deleted it by you. Like, I said, there are so many people, Tyrese.
It's just not
many
true.
People.
It just isn't true. They might look up to you for your singing ability or for the fact that you are like fine and dark skinned. But
or the
I
fact
can't...
that Baby Boy is just a classic. You know, it's just,
is
it's like
it?
The only black.
Because Baby Boy opened with that big ass nigga all crawled up in some fake uterus, swimming around in amniotic fluid. And I knew from that scene, Baby Boy was gonna be some fucking shit.
It was some great fucking shit.
No.
Classic fucking
no,
shit.
No, that's horrible.
Fantastic
that big old 6'6 nigga folded up like a fetus.
Absolutely.
Y'all remember that shit, right? It was disgusting. I was disgusted. It's... No, it isn't.
It's hood art.
No, Friday is hood
it
art.
It is.
Friday is artful. Baby Boy is just trash.
No, sweetie. No, you cannot compare, okay?
No, we can't.
Friday is simply a classic black buddy comedy, whereas Baby Boy is a classic black romance comedy.
Romance?
And they're just, it's the only black rom-com that I like. That's what the white people say.
What about
say
Love
rom-com.
And Basketball? You
y'all
like Baby Boy more
me.
Than Love and Basketball?
I never liked
That's
Love
trash.
And Basketball. I've never...
Boo! Get off!
Oh,
I
we used to play
basketball
together,
but...
and then we ain't seen each other in years, and the power of ball is gonna bring our love closer together.
You just don't understand sports.
Like, Sanaa, take off this goddamn... these
Baby,
new
so
era
rude.
Shorts and get out. What are you... Brown sugar was
Your
weird.
Your opinion honestly doesn't even matter because you
the
like
hood.
Baby Boy. Are you hating on the wine right now? for you.
And
don't say it.
Best man.
You out the race, my nigga. We're gonna take a vote. But see, your opinion doesn't matter because you just told us you stand for baby
boys.
No,
you are free to love them.
From a trash perspective.
What? No, listen.
It opens
my perspective
with a scene of Tyrese in the fetal position, covered in fluid and slime.
It is so
ready to be birthed.
Funny.
He's a grown man.
Listen, I've just always really connected with things that made me laugh from my heart. And Baby Boy did that. And I feel like those other things, I don't know if they were supposed to just simply be romance. But I don't know. But I know that, like, when that girl, when homegirl from Players Club died, I was just like, so all y'all crying? Like, everybody in the theater is weeping. As if she really ain't gonna be at the premiere.
Are you still talking about Baby Boy?
No, I'm talking about the movies that you love. All your black faves. Anyway, so the point is that Tyrese speaks like, you know, like he's Belle from Beauty and the Beast and this nigga read every book.
As soon as a nigga figure out how to use the thesaurus on Google, it's game over.
That isn't like innovative website.
It is.
That thesaurus.com. It gets the job done.
Hey guys, want to take a quick break from the show to talk to you about Viceland. It's a brand new TV channel from Vice that debuts on February 29th, and they're coming right out the gate with a lot of very cool programs, including Weedekit, which takes an in-depth look at the new weed culture sweeping the country. I'm definitely going to have to check that one out. The show that looks really great to me is Gaycation with Ellen Page and Ian Daniel. They're going off on a journey around the world to explore LGBTQ cultures and discover the multiplicity of our experiences. Sounds very dope. Also, great shows like Fuck That's Delicious. It combines rap and food. What could be better? Flophouse, which covers stand-up comedy, and something called Balls Deep that I think you're just going to have to watch to see how it goes. All you got to do is head to Vice.com and take a look at where the network is going to be carried. Looks like Dish, DTV, AT&T, and Verizon, plus lots of local carriers. So again, check your local listings to find out where it is on your cable platform. And remember, Viceland TV debuts February 29th. Make sure you check it out. Now, let's get back to the show.
It's the T.I. message.
So, we never talked about Sierra filing this lawsuit.
Yes, she did.
I feel like this story makes up for her last two albums.
Maybe just the last album. not the last two. That's given a lot.
So, she's apparently suing Future for $15 million.
Which is probably $11 million more than what he has.
Because the first thing I said is, Sierra, you know that he does not have that.
You know it, girl.
And that is when my spirit was like, hey, girl, point. It's right there. And I said, bitch, you're right. It is right there.
It is.
The point of the matter is that this lawsuit is not about the money. It is simply a way of saying, shut your black motherfucking ass up in these streets about me.
Wasn't it on the grounds of his Twitter account, though? Like, he had been talking shit about her on Twitter and she wanted to force him to stop?
Absolutely.
That was the entire point of the lawsuit.
But
stop
it wasn't
tweeting
even
about
just
me.
That. Like, he would go on there every time he was in his feelings. Like, she would have the baby in a goddamn Russell Wilson jersey or some shit. Or they would be at fucking Cold Stone sharing, like, one cup or something. And she would make sure the paparazzi was there to take pictures and somebody probably, because this nigga is so high that I can't imagine. He's doing anything but like scrolling through the shade room. You know what I'm saying? Looking for pictures because it's either that or one of your homeboys is like, dog, did you see this? Like,
yeah, it's one
just to fuck with you.
It's true. So and I heard Russell just proposed to Sierra. He probably tired of not fucking. What you mean, what? That don't surprise me at all. I would not be shocked in the least. You still don't believe in their relationship, and that's fine, because I don't really either. But
no, it just seems like
if
a waste
she's happy,
of time.
I'm happy for her. If Sierra is happy in this new fake relationship with this man who still looks exactly like a Build-A-Bear, I don't care. He's adorable, but that's what he looks like. If they happy together, dry humping and raising that baby, then let them be happy. You ain't got to hate on they love.
It just feels like, you know, if they ever did a sequel to How Stella Got Her Groove Back, like how it ended.
You're honestly the worst. Like, that was...
What? Okay, I just, you know, Sierra wanted somebody who was, like, attractive, who took baths, who, you know, wasn't just out here like, you know, I drink activists by the gallon and fuck all of these bitches with no condom, and I just make sure that, you know, the penicillin comes in every 1st and 15th. Like, this is just the subject matter of your albums and things.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, you know what? At the end of the day, these white people have taken very good care of me without, like, any substantial music or anything worth listening to. These
True.
White people have just let me be fine and still have on Louboutins. And so, you know what? I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? I have to go and get somebody who, like, goes to church and, like, puts grease in their hair. You know, someone who is, like, clean and speaks, who enunciates.
Yeah. Like, the dirty nigga shit was cute when she was single and childless. But now that she's a mother, you know, she has to look out for her baby. She can't have him around Future and his bullshit.
Right.
So like, why not go get you a good man who goes
Thank
to church
you.
And shit, right? Talks to his mom on a regular basis.
The baby
go
just has to
man.
Be baptized. You gotta baptize the baby. You gotta, like, tuck him in. It's bad enough his name is Future. Like, that's his whole name. Like, that's his name.
He has to have a nickname. He has
that's,
to. I don't think Russell's calling that child Future.
It doesn't matter what his fucking nickname is. He's going to go and grow up in K through 12 being called Future. He can't be like, Future Harris. Oh, well, you know, my friends call me Joseph. No.
I would.
I don't give a fuck what your friends call you. The Scantron needs to say Future.
Them's the break.
That's his plight. That is his life.
That's his lot in life.
K through 12.
And that's Sierra's doing.
He deserves somebody who brings him
future. Future's dick gotta be out of this world. Cause didn't Black China get a Future tattoo on like the side of her hand?
I swear that she removed it. Was it a real tattoo?
It looked real. It was like red around the edges and shit.
Because then they shot that video and then she tried to make it seem like it was for the video and then she sneaked and got it taken off. But it was like, if it was for the video, then why did you have them put real whole ass ink into your real
right.
whole ass hand?
Right. Nobody would get a real tattoo for a video unless you were a stone cold dumbass, which Black China might be. But I don't think even she would get a tattoo and then have that shit lasered off for a fucking video.
I just really enjoy Black China for her achievements in Petty.
She has managed to thought it up
I feel
quite
like she
successfully. I can't believe she made it this far.
Try and beat her, because you can't. She's at the
yes.
top of... You remember
it's like
you
a
would
whole
play,
choose your own adventure.
Remember you would play like Miss Pac-Man and at the end you would see like who like the top player
yeah.
was? Black China, number one. Number two, Amber Rose.
So Kim Kardashian is three?
Is Kim Kardashian petty? No, because she just posted
Oh,
some...
I thought this was a hoe chart.
She just wrote...
Never mind.
I said petty, girl. Keep up.
Okay, my bad.
Don't let your hatred fuel you like
I
that.
I don't hate her. I just strongly dislike her and wish she would go away. That's not hate.
Are we talking about Kim or are we talking about Black China?
I don't have feelings for Black China. That person
That's
means
fair.
Nothing to me. That just, she means nothing. Until she gets pregnant with that Kardashian baby. And then I will be dialed the fuck in. I will be ready for that. Because you know them hoes are going to seethe that the only one who has a Kardashian baby is Black fucking China. They're going to be so mad. Because Kanye will never let them kids be called Kardashian. Never. He won't let it happen. Kim will never give birth to a Kardashian. Khloe won't. The other one done had 4 or 5 kids already. She ain't. Rob's the only one. Black China's raggedy ass is going to have a Kardashian baby. They are going to be so mad. I cannot wait. I'm here for cervical checks on Black China, and that's it. Don't tell me shit else until this bitch is pregnant. That's not a joke.
She's great at playing the game. I just really appreciate that about her. We fucking talking about Sierra. I don't even know how the fuck we got to Black China.
I don't know. And girl, it's your party. What is happening?
Anyway, friend.
Yeah. Hi, friend.
Well, speaking of Kanye and the Kardashians, these pants are brought to you by the life of Pablo.
No, they aren't. What are they really, Urban Outfitters?
I got these shits from shop. Zara, sweetheart, for a smooth 50. And the gag about it is I could have gone down to Kmart, got these, done it myself for $5. Meanwhile, niggas are out here charging motherfuckers 3 stacks plus for this.
Yes.
And they'll pay for it.
I don't get that.
Please, Facebook, the social network, please just let me have some money so I can build a theme park and I can make bottled water a virtual reality stadium. Nigga, what?
Talking about the first rule of spending money is to spend other people's money. Yeah, but you can't say that on Twitter, same place where you ask them niggas for money. Asking the founder of Facebook on Twitter for money anyway. And did you see somebody posted that story to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg liked it? Because the headline was Kanye's dumbass tweets Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, for money. How stupid. And Mark was like, that's correct. Right. Let me go on and throw a like on that bitch.
I just picture him yelling out bitch when he did it. And then doing like a Vine dance, like bitch or something like.
He's not giving you that $53 million, bro.
Are you fucking stupid? So you mean to tell me that you were out here selling all of these people these goddamn Shinobi uniforms for grands? But the one good thing about you, your music is not for sale unless you want to sign up for Tidal, which is bad enough. It's bad enough that Beyonce and Jay-Z are out here trying their goddamn dandiest to get these motherfuckers to sign up for this shit. And they have been trying to play it cute. They're going to put their shit on here for maybe a couple of days to a week and then branch out and all that shit. Kanye's black ass going to be like, you can't get this on Apple. You can't get this at your bootlegger. You can't get this at the barbershop.
Yeah, you can.
The only way you're going to get it, right. Like, bitch, we've had it for weeks. What are you talking about?
I was on the train coming down here and an Asian lady tried to sell me that album. It was mixed right in with the DVDs.
Like, we've...
So I don't know what...
We've had it. Like, so really this is about the nerve of you to try and tell me that I...
There's no way Kanye thought that was going to work, though. Like, as a musician, you can't realistically expect your shit to not be bootlegged.
Stupid plan.
Especially if it's exclusively behind a paywall. Where only people who pay can get it? Are you fucking kidding? Niggas are not gonna sign up for $13 a month on Tidal just to hear your fucking album. They're not. Especially people who are not diehard Kanye fans. He had to know it was gonna be bootlegged. He had to.
You know who I'm diehard for? And that is my one and true reason for giving Tidal these ducats monthly.
It's true.
Because I said, you know, my girl... She likes to come and kick walls down and shit and just be like, here I am, bitch. Get your ass about the kitchen. Turn that goddamn shit off. I got some shit to say. And she's going to do it there. And so me, the type of fan that I am, and I'm not judging none of you. Do what you got to do. What I've got to do, I've got to be in the right place. Oh, at the rightest time.
That's right.
So...
Because when Beyonce drops that album at 2:30 on a Thursday, I'm going to have it.
I'm listening to it at launch.
Yeah, that's right. Within 30 seconds of that shit being available on Tidal, I'm going to have it.
Wait, no, goddamn $13.99 full set. I want to hear it. So, but Kanye, we haven't even been agreeing. Like, Kanye has kind of been like my IBS in living, walking form.
That's harsh, bro.
Like, just
IBS
very painful, like, in the side, gaseous. Just at the wrong time, just for far longer than it needs to happen.
You ain't shit.
And I just can't deal with it anymore.
I know, I
just
I can't
feel like make better decisions. The last thing that I really want to mention is a young man by the name of Malachi Love Robinson.
Wait, Malachi who?
Dr. Love Robinson.
This is not okay. This is not okay. It's not okay. What is wrong? Oh, Florida.
So if you haven't heard, there is an 18-year-old male by the name of Malachi Love Robinson. And I kind of feel like the love is also a lie. Like, I feel like the love was something that he felt like would look really good on, like, Jacked or, you know, like,
why is it just always Jacked?
Jacked is the one black people use, right? I'm not sure how that, I just thought that niggas use Jacked and white people use Grindr.
I only go on Jacked for weed now.
I thought that Jack was like the black one. Is Jack not the black?
You've used Jack to find weed.
Not
that's
the
why
point.
You had that cackle.
What? I'm sorry?
See, y'all niggas speak up when you think can't nobody hear you.
So this young man, who is unfortunately from Florida, will the L's ever stop? Like, can we just ever just one time have a simple win? Like, why is it always Florida? I don't get it.
It is always Florida. You're right.
Miami don't count.
Yeah, it does.
Miami is probably live on the first 48 right now as we're speaking. Like,
no shade, but I love the Miami episodes of first 48. They're so good.
Oh, me as well. You know what I'm saying? It just don't look good. So this kid apparently opened his own medical practice.
He's 18 years old.
Twice. He's 18. He probably started at 17 if he did it goddamn twice.
He's opened two different clinics.
He has an entire office.
Like his own physical location to see patients.
With interns. A white robe. Probably everything but payroll.
Nobody is getting paid but him.
And has been having patients come in and sit down and take medical assistance, guidance.
From an 18-year-old.
From an 18-year-old with a white robe on that he probably got from some kinky store or Amazon.
Okay.
Or like a cosplay website.
I just want to know where an 18-year-old found the documentation necessary to fool the state of Florida into thinking that he was a fucking doctor. How did you even have the capital to start doing this?
Who in
How
West
did you even
Palm
manage
Beach?
To secure two different locations for this medical practice?
Who was like, so you're 18. You're going to be practicing medicine in here. Sure, here are the keys. That's the part I don't. Nobody was like, so Doogie's in here just doing
Whatever
he wants.
So there's just no rules in Florida. Literally anybody. You can just buy you a retail space and do whatever the fuck you want to out of it. Because clearly nobody will come check to make sure you're a real doctor who actually went to medical school and know what the fuck you're doing.
So the crazy thing is about this is that the news had caught up with him because there was a story about it. Of course, if you've been doing this for however long, somebody somewhere starts whispering to somebody else like, do you know that there is some black... baby in West Palm,
yeah,
sticking syringes in people and giving them prescriptions and shit. And so the news were like popped up at his job, and he's in like a yellow like Aniche shirt or some shit behind the fucking desk. Like, so were you really a doctor? And he was like, you know, the accusations that you're hearing. You know, I will remain strong and will show you. Months later, 5-0 is at the door dragging this nigga out.
And he continued to practice medicine or whatever the fuck he was doing. What was he even doing to these people? He's a gynecologist? No! Shut the fuck up! This man was going inside vaginas. What are you even looking for, young sir? Do you not?
Oh, wait a minute.
He looks 11 in the face. Y'all getting pap smears from this nigga?
No, I heard that. I did not read that, but I did hear that. God only knows what the fuck. That nigga's probably selling crack back there too. Like...
Who knows
what the fuck? He probably like...
I'm actually terrified.
Leaks people's nudes and all kinds of weird shit. Like, hack stuff. I don't know. The child is not where he needs to be. But
I just saw him walk out of that TV interview when they were like...
Good morning, America.
When they were like, so what are your credentials? You know, do you have a PhD?
They say you have a PhD.
Do you have a doctorate or anything?
I do have a PhD, but, you know, I don't feel like it's appropriate to discuss in what, because that doesn't have anything to do with this. Sweetie, that's why we're here.
That's the whole reason that we're here, because of your lack of credentials, girl. That's it. Like, the fact that you're not really a doctor, and you aren't actually licensed to do this.
What you just said a second ago, when you said that he still practiced medicine, that's the best part for me. These people rolled up to your shit with cameras prior to this.
Months ago.
You should have just been all smiles for the interview. And as soon as they hopped in the van and pulled it,
yep.
Clear all this.
Wrap it up.
Disconnect from that Wi-Fi. Take that goddamn shit. Get all of this shit out of here. We got to go.
Put all this shit in boxes.
They got us. Code Black. Let's get out of here.
It's actually unbelievable. Like, I can't believe this is a real story. Where are his parents? Where are his people? Is nobody
like... Help him?
Nigga, what are you doing? He can't have family.
All I know is that meme that has his picture that says, after watching 11 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, and that nigga's just...
He looks like a kid in the pictures. He looks like a kid on the video. I can't believe women trusted their vaginas to him. I'm flummoxed.
I just don't even... What, young man? It looked like he went to, like, a really good school and had, like, some bomb electives in that photo. Like, nobody's...
What? So now he's, like, going to jail, right? Like, they're going to put him in jail for this.
Oh, he's... Yeah. He's going down.
It's going to happen.
But I'm just simply entertained by the nerve. Like, you know that you may not do this. Like, you are not allowed to do this.
Right.
And you went on Good Morning America after they arrested you.
Right.
To just be a horrible liar. To just not even lie well. To just...
You are clearly so intelligent. Why couldn't you use your powers for good instead of dumb? This was just so stupid. What was really the point? What was the end game? I don't have it. Just let him go.
It was one of the greatest laughs I've had this week. So that was,
He could have been Black Excellence. He could have. Not for this. I'm just saying he clearly had the potential. I don't be... Whatever, you like Baby Boy. And that's really going to be it for like the next 3 years.
I just feel like I wouldn't want my doctor to be this level of a liar. Like you, I just don't feel like you have the potential if you will rent out a space for this lie. Like, what did you...
2 different spaces.
Is there anything else that has happened in pop culture before we move forward that you would like for us to quickly cover?
What did we miss? I didn't watch that. I didn't watch Charlamagne talk to that white girl because fuck that white girl. Fuck her. Don't nobody want to hear your white ass complaining about Beyonce and Formation. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
The Beyonce and Formation thing is so stupid because the song ain't got nothing to do. Like, the song is about having a good time and having, like, a cheddar biscuit in this hand and a drink in this hand and just having fun. And she just also said, while I'm here being black, fuck all that bullshit. Back to your regular, you know, but...
Anything else? Did we miss something?
That's my read.
Who?
Kesha's the read. What? Sage the Gemini?
I don't want to do that to Jordan.
You know...
I will say, though, there's nothing sweet about that shit. There's nothing cute about a nigga getting on Instagram and putting all y'all's business out there.
That's what I'm saying. That was... Like, almost kind of like what we were talking about when Robin Thicke did that album that he named Paula.
That Paula album.
It's like...
This doesn't work.
Send a text. If she does not text back, leave her alone.
It could be so simple.
She don't even want to talk to you. So you feel like putting all her business on here for us to just be like...
Damn. You was
that's
water
gonna make it better.
Anything.
It just seems foolish, and it reminds me of the Khloe Kardashian, Rob Kardashian thing too. It's just like I don't feel like if I have somebody in my life that I don't even. But again, we're motherfuckers who keep our business to ourselves.
It's true.
But I just don't. I couldn't see like me getting into it with my brother, and then being like, "So Instagram." I just really quickly want to say. My nigga, pick up the phone. I know ever since we were 5, I hated your motherfucking ass, but like, what are you doing?
Right,
like,
no.
Call the bitch. What are you, why do we have to be involved?
We don't. We shouldn't have been. We should have never known about this
shit. I was
shit.
Saying bitch in general also. I was not referring to that young lady as a bitch, but I just feel like, you know, Sage...
Did he have a kid or he cheated on her? Something like that.
He said that there was no cheating involved. But niggas with light eyes tend to feel like they can say.
The nigga put, I'm being a good boy now. So what the fuck does that mean? You're being a good boy. So how are you being a bad boy?
I don't understand.
No. Either
niggas
way.
Niggas with light eyes be feeling like they can hypnotize. Like they go their whole life just looking at you and lying. And a lot of people fall for it, so they just be feeling like they can do it anytime they want. That's why that nigga was posting pictures of them together, and he was like... he
don't
was
be that
wide-eyed
person.
In the picture.
Don't be that nigga who can't accept when it's over.
You
let it be
leave
over.
Leave her alone. Stop.
Right. Because she posted pictures talking about all smiles. Great life over here. Couldn't be better.
Just wrapped on the set of this show, that one, and the third. Not paying any attention to that bullshit because I've got work to do and the drama ain't for me, sis. Gotta respect that.
All right.
Anything else?
First of all, it's Rachel Dolezal's fault that Harper Lee died. And I know y'all know that. She named this baby, this brand new biracial child.
No, I can't. I can't do it. I don't want to. I can't
She
do
named
it.
Her baby.
No.
Langston Atticus.
I'm sorry. What?
Langston Atticus. Dolezal. I don't know what the last name is. But yes, her baby's name is Langston. Atticus. I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I don't know.
So I
because I've already cussed her out. Like, I don't even think it's possible for me to cuss Rachel Dolezal out any more thoroughly than I already have.
We are still talking about her. I heard about that. God bless it. That was all that I said. Him?
Yes, the baby. Boy, yes, a little boy.
May God be with that child.
Yes.
God bless the child.
That's the same thing we
that's
said when
God
Noah was
his
born.
Own, because that's what he's got. His own.
He's got a hard life ahead of him with Rachel Dolezal as a mother. He's going to think his mama is light-skinned, so he's like 13. She's not going to tell him the truth.
Look, these babies get iPads at 3. And I am quite certain that the internet will be there to let him know by a smooth 789 that his mother is indeed Caucasian. Don't let the box braids fool you. I don't care what color. She's got them. She's white, girl.
All right. So I guess that wraps up our topics. Hey again, we're taking a quick break to talk to you about a very musician-friendly sponsor today. It's TuneCore. TuneCore is a music distribution company that's been in business for over 10 years and has helped over 250,000 artists sell their music worldwide. If you're an independent musician, you know y'all be tweeting me your links all the time, all day long, and you're trying to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, any digital store, you're going to need a distributor. That's where TuneCore comes in. TuneCore will help you get your music into more than 150 digital music stores so your music can get discovered and sold all over the world. Rappers, rockers, and artists of all genres prefer TuneCore because when you distribute your music through TuneCore, you keep 100% of your sales revenue and 100% of your music rights. That's right, you maintain complete creative control over your music. So create a free TuneCore account today at thereed.tunecore.com and save 20% on single or album distribution. Now is the time to get your music heard. Again, you maintain complete control over your music and you keep 100% of your sales revenue and your music rights. So again, create a free TuneCore account today at thereed.tunecore.com and save 20% on singles or album distribution. Twitter is not going to be the way that your music gets popping off. So again, thereed.tunecore.com, and now let's go back to the show. Now let's move on to the listener questions. Obviously, we're not reading letters, so we'll take questions from you guys in the audience. And to assist, we have our friends Dustin and Asante. You know these niggas from the friend zone.
Atticus.
Langston Atticus. She tried it. Oh, your mic's not on? Oh, yeah, that's like a recurring theme.
Yeah, no, still not.
We are just winning on the sound game tonight. I feel like we are audio champions.
This guy telling us not to do it.
It's not my fault this time.
Do you want to take my... Oh, no, I need my mic.
Do I want to be heard? I would like to be heard. Can you hear me?
It's on.
All right. Seven minutes later.
All right.
Is it my turn?
Yes, fool.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I guess raise your hand if you have a question.
I ain't coming up there.
Wait, y'all don't have to come down here.
Don't be ignoring my white friends in the front here with questions, too.
I know.
Yes, like don't discriminate against
smooth,
the white people.
Stark, past,
white questions can
right
matter.
On. Please somebody hashtag that. Can y'all hear me? Y'all ready for the first question? All right, what's your name, where you from, and what's your question? Well, you ain't got
to
tell us.
Oh, the white man have to go first. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I feel like...
Wait, is he not first? Stand up.
What's your question, sir? Okay. Jesus.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name, where you from?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry?
What's your name, where you from?
Okay, should I stand?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
That way, if you say something you ain't got no business saying, we all know who you are. I'm joking. Everybody's going to stand.
Okay, so my name is Richard. You probably can't tell it now because I'm filtering out my accent, but I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, my.
I really... I just want to say I really identify with Crystal because she's identified herself as being country. I'm pretty country myself.
Okay.
And you sound like the people back home. It's lovely. I love your accent.
Yeah, thank you.
I like it as well.
Thank you. I like y'all. I like yours too. Thank you. I just wanted to ask. Kid Fury's kind of already answered this just a little bit, but Crystal, I just wanted to know. But you can jump in, Kid Fury, if you'd like.
Either way is fine.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. We're trash. It's fine.
Okay. So me being from South Carolina, I live currently in New Jersey. I've been here for about a little over a year and a half. And so I just want to know, both of y'all, what are some things that y'all miss about y'all's hometowns?
Ooh.
One thing I really miss is like some good old grits.
You right. You got
all the
right
friends you made.
You goddamn right about that. It's the food mostly.
Instant fave.
It's the food. I miss barbecue, and no, y'all don't have good barbecue.
Yes.
No, y'all don't. Sound like they just got. She said, "Oh God."
I miss the weather.
Yes.
I miss stuff that y'all probably ain't never heard of, like Indian tacos and going outside in the middle of a tornado, because that's when it's the least dangerous.
What?
Yeah, anybody who's lived through tornadoes will tell you, like, exactly. The eye of the storm is the safest place to be. And so,
but a tornado.
The weather is actually really nice before and after a tornado. It's just the actual tornado that is a little chaotic. But otherwise, it's very nice weather to sit outside and look at the sky. Anyway, stuff like that. I miss having a yard. I miss living in a building by myself, and nobody else was in that building but me.
Woo!
It was called a house, and I had it. There were two bedrooms. I had a front yard and a backyard. I had a garage. I had a porch and a deck. And it was $650 a month.
Fans on the ceiling.
And
central
that's
air.
Really what I... Central heat and air are not even options. They are by default. There is no such thing as no central heat and air. And then you come up here and these niggas are like, it'll be $1,800 for a Jordan shoebox. And the project heat will be on from October to May and you can't control it. Crack a window maybe, bitch. But otherwise, you gonna sweat in this hoe.
And that is simply so you don't die, because we can't take the fall for your black ass.
Right. And we're only turning the heat on because legally we have to.
I definitely miss a lot of food, especially West Indian food, although you can get a lot of good West Indian food here. But I have to go all the way to Brooklyn to get it, and I just don't be feeling like...
It's some spots in Queens, but it's way out of Queens. I had to go... Like Pinkies 2.5 hours by train to get my hair done once in Queens, and the food was lit. It was lit. But it was like beyond the trains.
Right.
Where you got to take the cabs or drive.
I also miss, like hearing all the real ratchet, like Miami music when it first comes out. Like I'd be having to wait weeks before I know that Trina just put out a new song. Like everybody in Miami at the gay club already know every word. They know all of, like, I feel like my link with Trina has been stretched. That has been really heartbreaking for me.
I miss hearing country music on the radio. I love country music. I really do. No, it's okay. Like, I know even six too. Niggas listen to country. But in Oklahoma, we do, and we like it, and I miss it.
I like some country songs here and there.
Okay. Who's next?
Yeehawah.
Right, Asante, here. Are you next?
Dustin
oh.
has...
Oh, there's a line. Hello.
Hi. I am Bree from Jamaica, Queens.
Hello, Bree.
So I have an ex-boyfriend who texts me every major holiday, every birthday. With, like, updates of his life. He's gotten married and had kids since we've gotten involved. And it's like, Merry Christmas from my two kids. I don't respond. So, like... How do I get him to stop?
Why haven't you blocked his number?
That that's just so rude. Like, common sense says it.
Wait. I can't hear.
Please stop.
I can't hear the answer. So, why isn't he blocked?
Because, like, I would think common sense says anyone with a brain, if I'm not responding, stop texting me. Like,
so what does that tell you? What does that tell you then?
I would like that tells you
you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have a brain. So then you have to be proactive, sister. And take matters into your own hands. And block this nigga.
You know, my friend Kia says that when you have good sense, you can't make sense out of nonsense. And I just really have always connected with that because it is just so factual. And blocking him from your phone or wherever else is for you. Like, you waiting for this nigga to just be like, okay, I get it. Fuck that. Get it today. Like, he's gonna keep sending messages. You just don't have to see him no more.
Yeah.
Like, it's that easy. You just gotta cut that nigga off. Like, make it so that he cannot access you.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
It's super easy. You press one button and that nigga's dead.
It's like you like hearing from him.
I was just hoping he'd have a brain.
It's literally like you press a button. You remember that movie, The Box, with Cameron Diaz?
Yes. Hello. You're next, Ty. You're next in line. You're up
stand
on the summer
up,
jam screen.
Okay. My friend from Kentucky had
you
to stand
girl,
up, so
you're
you
the
have
one
to stand
with the
up,
mic.
Too.
So I have a question for my friend
Oh, is
here.
She standing up? Sorry.
So
hold the mic up to your mouth.
So she has a friend. So she's interested in this guy. Closer. So she's interested in this guy. A friend of hers knows about it, and she's always flirting with him. She tried to kiss him 3 times.
Wait. These are 2 friends.
My friend here.
And she didn't even know you were going to do that. Yes, speak for yourself.
Now you have to tell your side of the story.
That's
right. What really happened?
What's your name, sweetheart?
I don't want to say my name because a lot of people listen to this show and I don't want to put myself out there like that.
Why are y'all doing her like this, like y'all ain't come together?
Don't do her like that.
Okay, so I like this guy. Like, we really compatible, but whatever. So I have a best friend that constantly pushes up on him.
She don't sound like she the best, but...
Right. So I said something to her before about it. Like, I confronted her, and she got really defensive. But, okay, whatever. I let it go. So then a situation happened where we all were up at a party, and she ended up trying to kiss him 3 times.
And wait. So when you say trying to...
She tried, but he denied. He blocked it. He was just like, nah, I'm not interested in that.
That felt good, didn't it?
Right. She tried 3 times?
She tried 3 times in the same night, and he was like, nah, boo, I'm not with it. So... The thing is that we have like a trip coming up to Jamaica.
Shout out to Jamaica. All right.
The thing is, like, I don't know what to do. The thing is, it's gonna be a situation where it's like the 3 of us. Like, not like the room, but you know, where like the 3 of us are going on a vacation together. So it's gonna be kind of awkward because it's like, it's 3 of us. The thing is, she likes to push up on him.
Wait, so how did you end up going on a trip with just y'all?
The trip was booked before that whole thing happened with the kissing thing. The trip was booked before.
But
that.
I still don't understand why it's just y'all 3 going.
Why is it all? No, it's, well, it's 5 of us, but 2 of the other 2 are a couple. So it's, we're the only like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so the 3 of you are gonna be like.
That makes a difference.
So you and the dude, y'all can't just couple up and leave her by her damn self? Because that's what I would do if I were you.
I know, but the thing is, I don't know.
A couple scores for Gryffindor,
that's
bitch.
Right.
That's real petty.
I mean, I don't know what that word meant,
that's,
but yeah.
I love it.
So I guess that was pretty much it.
Yes,
so
because like, at the end of the day, like, if I've expressed to you what the situation is over here, it's just fucked up. As much dick as there is on the fucking planet, you can't just be like, all right, bitch, god damn, and go find somebody else, like...
Right, it's way too many other men out here.
That's not your friend. No, your friend would not do that to you.
Trash.
At all. So what
Good
you
luck.
Need to do is go out there, go get you some fish, maybe a little bit of festival, some oxtails, rice and beans, and be sitting out there with a pineapple with some fruit in there and leave that bitch in the room looking dumb.
Have
She's going to be on the room like, what they got on the TV?
How you doing? My name is Francis.
What's your name?
Francis.
All right, Francis.
Originally from the West Coast, Long Beach, but I've been in Brooklyn for nine years.
I didn't hear not one word of what you just said.
Sorry. I said originally from the West Coast, Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Long Beach. Okay.
I've been in Brooklyn for 9 years.
Okay. I see it.
First, if I may, I have a contribution to your green experiment.
Oh, shit.
I can't hear.
Why can't we hear anybody? What is that about?
Is this on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak into the mic just a little bit more.
I have a contribution for your green experiment, if I may.
Oh, you want to go pick that up? Thank you, Dustin, for holding that. You finally got it.
Y'all don't even be having to do this. Line.
Oh, I don't. Let's not. I don't get it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Goddamn Zara's holes in the back pocket too.
You the one spent $50 on some ripped ass sweatpants with your rich ass.
Thanks, Francis. Y'all, why are y'all so nice? Like, you pay for the ticket. You don't have to.
Thank you for that. I will appreciate that later.
Can you guys hear me on this now? Can you hear me? All right,
yes.
So my question is for both of you. I know that, Crystal, you're doing your Apple Music thing, and you're doing your Fierce Thoughts, and you guys have your hands in a bunch of stuff. So, Crystal, what would something that you think Kid Fury would be really good at that he's never thought of or has anything to do with what he's doing now, and vice versa?
Francis got treats and good questions.
I have to go first. Damn. So the question is, what is something that he would be good at that he doesn't already do?
Something that he's not doing now and maybe has not thought of it. What do you think he would be good at?
Mine's easy. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, please do, because I need some inspiration.
Books.
Books? Oh, please. I'm not writing no fucking books.
I feel like you could be like...
Oh, don't do this.
You could be a black J.K. Rowling.
These people know better than that.
I mean, not writing about, like, magical white kids and shit. I'm talking about, like, you could be out here, like, writing full... Okay. And I know that all of that stuff will happen, but she's, like, an entertainer now, so...
So, anyway...
The bitch be on Comedy Central one day.
Okay, anyway...
MTV the next.
Really, this fool would be very, very good at like a talk show with a musical theme or like influence to it where he could interview musicians.
Like Rap City the Basement.
Kind of. Something like that. Maybe a similar set. But just like you and, you know, all this that you do and your knowledge of music and your love for certain artists, like, I think that would translate really well into, like, a talk show or something like that. You would be really good at that.
You know, I feel like you are just so sweet.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the
thank
gifts
you.
And everything. With you.
Hey, what's your name and where are you from and all that?
Hi, my name is Larry, South Florida, Broward County.
Wow.
You see how they out here doing us?
You know, we got to do our thing out here, but I actually need y'all help for a second. I came here to ask for help. My girlfriend right here.
Aw, hi, girlfriend.
We've been together for about 5 years now. Her mom and dad
told me this is real epic.
So I know she's huge fans of you guys, and I am too. So to make this the most epic moment I could, I had to ask.
Oh my God!
Ellen Robinson, would you wait? Hold on, I need the mic back. I need the mic.
Get down on that knee. Get down.
Get down.
Wait. I was frozen in joy. I was frozen in joy.
Oh my God, no way!
It's so bomb. Ba 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 da, 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 ba ba ba
da. Oh my God, congratulations!
Congratulations!
Oh, how sweet! All right, I'm gonna go sit the fuck down.
Oh, congrats!
Yay for y'all! Love!
That is so...
I really hope when nobody else planning on doing that shit.
This is the read.
Wow, congratulations!
Yes, we talk cash shit about people.
Look at black love.
But we also let love happen. Boom.
That's beautiful.
Boom.
Oh, man, what a lovely moment. She got the ring out.
Oh.
Yes. Y'all better sit up there and cuddle. Wow.
I feel like we should play Ultra Light Beams.
How sweet.
That was absolutely beautiful.
If you were planning on proposing at the show tonight, I'm sorry, the moment has passed.
Yikes.
Congratulations.
That was awesome. All right, let's move on.
I don't know how you niggas gonna top that, but
my question is, this is like a perfect opportunity to ask this question because
because
two guys and a girl is here, last name basis. I was gonna ask, and friend zone, I was gonna ask in the future when you guys have a little bit more money, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, no! Oh my gosh! No!
Don't do that to me!
Okay, no. Because when you hit a question, y'all gonna be like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying. But, okay, so my question is, would you guys ever consider, like, starting a Black Excellence Scholarship for Black...
Oh, yeah! Oh, okay! That's right!
Come on,
that's right!
I'm not gonna play.
Cause you damn right. Ain't nobody got scholarship money. You damn right about that.
That's my question. I wasn't gonna play then.
You definitely just pieced the question together for me. Because I was like, well, how does he? Oh, that is
you
because.
Get it. You get it.
I mean, that's an awesome
idea.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic idea.
It would be way more fun if we could have just, like, done it out of the goodness of our hearts when we actually did have the money for it or whatever. But, I mean, I would like to do something like that. Just the same way we talked about.
I would love to do something
like
that.
The book fair. There's a lot of shit that
I can't wait to have that kind of money.
And then if it's, like, all of the, like, as a collective, it will be a lot stronger. You know what I'm saying?
You really put some thought into this idea.
Well,
you was like, yo, all the podcasts just need to come together.
Yeah.
And everybody put in $10.
Right. Or maybe starting like a GoFundMe or like with the fans, you know, and then
I think we need to be independently well.
Yeah, you should have like an EPK or come up with like a one sheet, because this sounds like a pitch. But
it's a good idea though. Thank
I do
you.
Think it is a good idea.
It's something we should consider.
Hopefully one day when we're wealthy.
Yes. I truly hope that the wealth comes so that I can do something like that.
And I don't want my wealth for nothing but
girl.
Like Beyonce tickets, food, and to give away to nice people.
You come to every show and wear a different Reed shirt every time. I love your ass.
I'm number one fan. Like, I want anybody to know, like, that's me.
Oh, my God.
That is me.
Why do you keep doing this to me?
Side note. Side note.
You didn't eat sugar. Oh, sorry.
I don't know if we covered this yet, but do y'all see this bitch? Okay. Don't blink. You might miss her. I walked backstage. I said, Crystal, is that the side of your titty? Oh, my God.
Oh, a little bit of titty, yeah.
So I want you to know you made this a little bit harder when you said you weren't doing sugar, because normally I would have just brought some suckers.
And I make an exception for marijuana products.
So then I thought this through. And I found some granola.
What?
And then I found some other sugar-free stuff, and then just a couple of
things. Oh, my God. Look at you.
For you guys to
and it's all medicated. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you again.
It's from Denver. The president's from Denver.
It's all what?
Medicated. One, two, you know what to do. Thank you, boo. Every year with the weed. Every year. God is really so good to us.
You were nice enough just
nigga,
coming.
Nigga, it is gluten-free oats.
Nigga, that's my people.
Thank you so much. Wow, health conscious and weed-filled. It doesn't get better than that. Okay.
Who's next?
Is it you? It's you.
Hi. My name's Alexis. I'm from New Jersey.
Hey, hi. Alexis from New Jersey.
I wanted to say, like, real quick, I love your show. Crystal, you look like a supreme. I love the outfit.
I'm sorry?
You're fine.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to know, because I'm an animator. I wanted to know if it'd be okay if I use one of your, a clip from your shows as an animation I wanted to do.
What?
Specifically.
She's an animator and she wants to use a clip for one of her animations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it was.
I feel like most people probably would have just took the clip and done it.
No, I wanted to
and
ask
not
first.
Ask us first, yeah. So thank you for asking.
No. Like what kind of, like you make like cartoons
yeah.
or.
Yeah, I'm going to school for it.
That's awesome. You know, yeah. I love shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, please do that and then show it to us so we can
yeah,
see like, your amazingness.
Yeah, send us like an email to ask the reader something. So I'd like to see some of your stuff.
Thank you. It'll be Smell and Taste because that one was like my favorite.
Y'all should have seen him in the studio acting the fuck
now,
up.
Hold on.
Sugar free.
We were rooting for you. We were all, I'm kidding. What? I actually am really interested in that. Send the email. I want to
yes,
see what it looks like.
Yes, please do. Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Kid Fury and Crystal. My name is Kalik, and I'm from Long Island, home of Ashanti and Mariah Carey, of course.
Did you say Ashanti and Mariah Carey? Okay.
So my question is, on the 17th of this month was the 18th anniversary of Destiny's Child's first album. I was
true.
Only two when it came out. I didn't notice them until the writing was on the wall when I was three. But tell me your experience. But I eventually bought the album and I'm a big fan of the
song. You were three when the writing's on the wall
came out?
When
the wall came out? Yeah, I was on I was watching MTV, watching the Bills video. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was all the way in high school.
What was your experience? Like, how did you end up buying the first album? And, like, how did you eventually become a fan from that moment, from that first album?
That nigga was
sweet. Are you asking how? Are you
and
asking how?
Old enough to be here and speak and have a ticket. Oh, my God. I knew all the choreography that
so,
every fucking
right,
song.
I think I was so stunned by your age. Are you asking us what was our first album?
Yeah, no. I'm saying when it came out, did you guys buy the album? Did you guys see the video? Like, when did you first know of Destiny's Child?
Oh. Yes, well that...
No.
Was you like, oh my God, I'm a diehard fan for life, or...
Well, yeah, I was a Destiny's Child fan. I wasn't a Beyonce, like, crazy fan the way I am now until a few years into her solo career. But yeah, that was my introduction to Destiny's Child. And it was, you know, it was everything. It was lit.
Riding
they started
the
shooting videos in Miss Tina's salon and shit.
Huh? Writings on the Wall was your introduction to Destiny's Child?
No, whatever their first single was with Wyclef was my introduction to Destiny's Child.
Do you have a favorite song from the album?
But that was the remix.
Right? No, with Wyclef. That was their first single,
that was
right?
The remix, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a remix and there was the was original it? One.
Whatever, you were at the beginning. That's the point. So yes, definitely back then, I remember when they were on Smart Guy and then Marcus and Beyonce was like, Like, they kind of liked each other, but you could tell, like, Beyonce, why? And then, like, Latavia had lines, and she was funny. That was my introduction.
Thank you. Hi.
That was my introduction.
Hi. My name is Ayana, and I'm from Long Island, too.
Wow.
And Ayana knows she has this goddamn coat on.
Yes.
She said.
Anyway, hat and fur.
I got two quick questions. So, for... Anyway.
The art of shade.
So, Kid Fury, what is your favorite D&G soda? For them dudes out there.
Ah, cola champagne is...
Yeah!
Ah, it's so hard. God, this is my childhood. So many sodas. No, all of them were good, but there's nothing like
cola champagne.
Cracking open a fresh cola champagne
with a beef patty,
in the summer.
Yep. And I'm going to put Dustin and Asante on the spot real quick. Can I please, real quick, can y'all just do a little live quick rap? Because that is my favorite thing to listen to on Wednesday.
What?
So if y'all could do a little freestyle.
Wrong show,
no
wrong
shame.
Show, wrong show, wrong
wait,
show,
I'm
wrong show. Wrong show. Oh.
Okay, so are you and y'all not doing that?
What?
No, they're going to do it.
Live performance. Sweet potato patty edition.
Patty edition. Yeah, yeah, I do this shit. Ain't nobody scared. Ain't no hole in my blood.
We ready.
What's
we
up,
ready.
New York
we
City?
Ready.
Let's go.
Are you going to perform live?
Look. You said I'm on the mic. This is how you know I'm real. Yeah. We about to get y'all that live right quick. Y'all ready for this? Everybody clap your hands.
Hey.
Why she asked me that shit?
Hey.
I don't want to do it. Why she asked me that shit? She done put me right through it.
You gonna do it. You
gonna
give
me that food.
You gonna do it. Do
that
it. Do
nigga
it.
Gonna chew
you gonna do it. You gonna
when she
do
look
it.
At me and say,
you
smell
gonna
it.
Do it. Do
I
it.
Said,
do
bitch,
it.
Pee,
you it.
Nah, I'm just playing. I'm just
playing. All right, that's all y'all.
That was
y'all the acoustics are not great in here. I don't have my mic piece on. I feel like Adele right now. All right. We're going to just move
don't
on.
Don't do Slater.
Adele's got to get at least a week of it. Like, she's never gotten... We've never been able to shake Adele. For what?
We
like,
have never been able
just
to
give her
Adele.
Just a week of these jokes, please. She's still perfect. The woman was just at Target buying fucking coloring books and shit for her baby. You are at Target, which is my, like, paradise. I have nothing. You have it all.
Hey guys, this episode of The Read is also being brought to you by Squarespace. Building a website can be tough and time consuming no matter who you are, but in this day and age, just about all of us need a website. Thankfully, Squarespace is here to make it super easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. They provide simple and powerful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level with absolutely no knowledge of coding required. Squarespace provides you with intuitive and easy to use tools to create your website and state-of-the-art technology to power your site, making sure it stays secure and safe. You know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the biggest brands in the world trust in them too. Like I say, we use them on thisistheread.com. It's very simple. Anybody can get started, so you can get started today by going over to squarespace.com and using offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. You cannot beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Plus, if you happen to have some trouble, they've got 24/7 online support for your gorgeous website. So again, start today at squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. Thanks, Squarespace. Now let's go back to the show.
Hello. My name is Alexis. I'm from North Carolina. I will have you all know.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I will have you all know that today was my first time ever getting on a flight to come see you all.
What?
You know.
Oh my goodness.
I almost lost my nerve, but I made it, and I, by the grace of God, you know.
I know it's way too cold up here for you.
I still hate to fly, and I don't know why.
Yes, you,
you
do.
Put your ass through all of that to come out here. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I just realized I should probably get my ass up too. Are you okay? Because you kind of.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for
from North Carolina.
I cannot believe you did that.
Cookout.
Right.
No.
My goodness.
That's not why
I need to stop getting up.
I have, you know, a bit of a bone to pick with you, Crystal. I mean,
what? Just
like,
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick with you. I'm glad I got my hug before I had to pick this bone. But I mean, here's where we're going with this. Happy 3-year anniversary, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You know, I'm gonna make it quick. From the dawn of the show.
The dawn.
Follow me, please. Follow me. Okay, wait.
I love it.
Okay, walk with me. From the dawn of the show, Crystal, you have shaded my Carolina Panthers to no end. Now wait.
This ain't got nothing to do with me.
No, I have not. Well, first of all, you have to understand that your team, come on now, sweetie, y'all have had one, two, okay seasons.
Can it please be my turn?
Look.
Actually.
Look, she paid her money, okay? She paid her Panther.
She got on a flying tuna can to come all the way out here.
All right.
Just let her. I get that you're a New Orleans Saints fan. I mean, I don't understand it, but I'll go for it.
Do you understand that Super Bowl, right?
No, wait. All I'm saying is this. The last time y'all were at the Super Bowl were like 2009, 2010.
When was the last time y'all were at the Super Bowl?
We were just there.
Besides this past year.
We didn't win, but we were just there.
Had Cam Newton been on y'all's team for more than the past 8 or 9 months, perhaps I would have said something kind about
Crystal.
Y'all's team. But the fact of the matter is that y'all's team was boo-boo and at the bottom of the division.
No. Yeah, Crystal.
Y'all was neck and neck with the Bucks, girl. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, Crystal.
Is it?
Y'all have had 1.5 decent seasons, and here you go.
No. Wait. I have the receipts. Google has the receipts. Here's the thing. The show has been around since 2013, right?
I'm going to let you get it out.
Like, just let me go. The show has been around since 2013. The Carolina Panthers. I'm going. The Carolina Panthers have owned the NFC South for the last 3 or 4 seasons.
All right, girl.
That was all.
Is there a question I can answer?
Yeah. The question is, how come you're the type of fan that doesn't know how to give credit when credit is due?
Honestly, the fact that you got on an airplane for the first time to come to this show is the only reason I'm not disrespecting the hell out of you. Because, as I recall, I have said that I was quite proud of Cameron Newton and the job he was doing with the Carolina Panthers. And I even said that I wanted him to go all the way and win the Super Bowl. And so if that's not giving credit where it's motherfucking due, even though we have a division rivalry, then I don't know what the hell is. But that is as good as you niggas are gonna get from me. Girl, got me up here cussing mad over football. The season is over. You over here bringing up old ass feelings, hurt feelings. You think I feel good about the season? You think I feel good knowing Drew Brees is on the decline, on his way out? No, I don't. But you over here making me feel sensitive and shit. Poking me in my hurt places.
This is like Mandarin. I have no idea what's happening.
Girl, get my pressure up. Cause I'm mad.
Well, thank you so much, love.
I'm done.
The more you fly, the more you get used to it. And,
my eye twitching.
It sucks. I hate flying. And they don't even feed you on the planes no more like they used to do in the 90s.
I'm good. What's up?
Hi, how are you? I'm gonna end it on a good note, cause that's something to follow. I can't lie, that's something to follow. I just wanted to say that I've seen some of your videos in the past, you know, and they're very hilarious. Always made me laugh.
Thank you.
I like the fact that you bring humor to so much pain. That's, you know, we need that. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't do too well with crowds, so this is a lot. You know, and I wanted to say, how does it feel to do what you love to do? Bring humor to such beautiful people, black people.
What is wrong with y'all?
Has everybody
lost it? Like, what's going on? I'm very blessed. We see each other. Yeah, I'm blessed. Every single time I get a piece of paper that says you can have this money, and it's just based off of me speaking to y'all and sharing me with y'all, I'm like, shout out to God, because I used to just be like, well, I don't want to work for nobody anymore. I want to do what the fuck I want to do and live off of that. And I was never really sure if it would happen, but it did. And so, but I really only tell jokes. I started telling jokes for me, and it was just a way for me to deal with depression and anxiety. So thank you, honestly, for anybody who watched the video or laughed at the video or supported me. I appreciate it. Thanks. You are still mad. Like, they're done playing. They're not even playing no more. They are all at home being rich.
We will play again in August. What do you mean?
What?
This never ends. Football will come back.
But it's over right now.
Which is why I don't understand why she had to come round me up.
But that's not what she means. Let it go.
I'm letting it go.
Oh, my God. It was like, this is literally, like, there are Stan Wars. And, like, she was literally rolled up, like...
Don't give me that, because the anime stands came after me for not knowing the difference between Naruto and Pokichu.
Now, listen.
Digimon. You know who I meant? You know who I meant?
No, see, what she likes to do... Thank you.
Don't start because the Pokemon stands dragged me all day yesterday.
What you like to do is the same shit I be doing to you with sports and just be saying something because you think that, look at you laughing, look at you, because you know I'm right. Talking about, oh, Naruto, he used to be on Pokemon, right? No, girl, that's why his show is called
really
Naruto
did.
And their show is called Pokemon.
I really thought that, though.
I thought Naruto was a spinoff of Dragon Ball Z. I know that's wrong now, but that's what I thought. Thank you, nerds, for telling me all day yesterday how wrong I was.
But you know what? We're both learning.
We are.
Because I really didn't, because she came up here and was like, shout out to y'all. I love y'all and everything. What you won't do. I was like, but they just run around and catch. Okay. I don't get it.
Man, not even a Falcons fan has stepped to me like that. Like, I'm stunned.
Anyway, what does that mean?
I don't know your language. I can't translate that for you. I don't know what to say.
So the Falcons are like, oh, girl, whatever. So we're done? Okay.
Yes, that is it for the questions. Thank you to everybody who got up. Almost everybody and asked a question. Now it's time for the read. No, I'm not going to cuss her out. Uh-huh. Y'all so petty.
All on that flying saucer to come see our black asses.
So my read this week goes out to Manny Pacquiao, who, in addition to being a bigot, is a fucking dumbass. Not sure if y'all heard this story, but Manny Pacquiao is running for Senate in the Philippines. Yes, I was also stunned. But as it turns out, Manny Pacquiao has already served on the House of Representatives in the Philippines. Yes. Like 5 or 6 years ago. So he's not new to this. He's quite true to it. The twist, though, is that a few days ago, he was on television doing an interview over in the Philippines, and they asked him about his opinions on gay marriage and homosexuality. And our dear friend Manny, who is known for his ability to throw punches and receive them and not much else, said that he is completely against homosexuality, doesn't go with his very strict Protestant religion, all that, you know, I would expect most fundamentalists to say. And then he added in that homosexuals are worse than animals because you don't see the animal kingdom going out here mating with the same sex and shacking up with
the
same sex. And so really, animals are far better than gay humans, because gay humans are going against nature and animals dare not do such a thing. Right. So me and you and everybody else who successfully completed middle school, we're quite aware that homosexuality exists in nature, and it has been documented in numerous species, numerous girl. And even if you didn't know that, everybody who's ever had a dog has seen that nigga run up on another dog and try to lick his balls. It happens all the time. Animals be gay as fuck, my nigga. And they don't care, because it's in their nature. And that's the same reason you ought not give a fuck about other gay people, because it's in our fucking nature. And if it has nothing to do with you, then let it have nothing to do with you. You've been married for the past 15 years. You got 5 or 6 motherfucking kids. You want to get your ass beat for a living. You want to run for office and act like you qualified to create laws and shit, when I really doubt you can read without holding your finger up to the page to keep track of your motherfucking word. But you got something to say about gay people? Well, my nigga, Manny Pacquiao, we have never called on you for an intellectual statement, brother.
It just never happened.
That's not what you're here for. You're not here for smart, thoughtful analysis on the current state of the world and political events and the ins and outs of philosophy. That's not what the fuck you're here for. You're here to suit up and throw some fucking punches. You're here to beat bitches down and win your fucking belt and all this other shit. That is your job. Nobody needs you to make comments on what is going on with other people, especially when you have no idea what the fuck you are talking about. If you are fundamentally ignorant on a topic, shut the fuck up. You ought to know that you don't know what the hell you're talking about. When somebody asks you a question, you just find bullshit coming out your mouth because you don't know what else to say. Just say, you know what? I am so sorry. I'm going to have to stop myself right now, because I just realized I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying. And I know that I'm embarrassing myself. And so the fallback from this was swift and severe. Nike was like, oh, well, you know what? That's what we don't do. Not the same Nike who hired Brittany Griner. My Brittany Griner. But anyway.
Oh, so you claiming her?
We're not doing that right now. Not the same Nike that's all inclusive and for all genders and all sexualities and all this shit. Nike was like, we ain't got no space for that bullshit. And they cut his ass, smooth the fuck off, contract nullified. Every single brand that you do business with has a clause in the contract that says, if you open your dumb ass mouth and say something that offends our consumers, we reserve the right to kick your ass off the squad. And that's exactly what happened to Manny. It's celebrities that came out talking about they ain't never going to another one of his fights. Magic Johnson, who you know is very proud of his gay son, was like, look, I done been to like 12, 15 Manny Pacquiao fights, and I'll never do it the fuck again. Because it's time out for y'all being willfully fucking ignorant and hateful when you have absolutely no basis behind it. So fuck you, Manny Pacquiao, and take your ignorant ass opinions right the fuck on back home and keep them over there talking about, oh well, it don't occur in nature, so y'all are worse than animals, not realizing that, girl, yes the fuck it does. And you'll be hard pressed to find a species that does not exhibit homosexuality. But since you don't know what the fuck you talking about, you didn't know that. Google's right there though, girl. All you had to do, are there gay animals? And I swear to God, on the first page, yes certainly there are. We've observed homosexuality in cats, dog, fish, guinea pigs, elephants, giraffes. There are so many references if you would just fucking look. In a goddamn book, it's right there. It's the reading fucking rainbow, but you niggas, you just won't go find it. Fuck Manny Pacquiao. That's my read this week. Fuck him.
Because, you know, I Google words when I'm never, when I'm not 100%, I could be 98% sure.
Yep.
I be Googling like should and like complacent. Just like any, I'm like, let me not look stupid out this bitch.
Right.
Let me act like I went to school.
Yes. Let me act like I paid attention.
So just
a little bit.
How you can be just so passionately wrong and you didn't do any kind of research. Like, you didn't take 5 minutes. Okay.
Don't y'all think the ancestors would be so disappointed if they knew you had the whole internet in your fucking phone and you never bothered to look up the answers to the most basic shit? We used to have to use encyclopedias, nigga. I had encyclopedias in my house.
Come on!
That information is out of date for 9 months. And we still, we had a globe, nigga. It wasn't no Google. If you want to look
up, did you have an abacus? Did you have an abacus?
Hell yeah, we had an abacus. You had to learn the Dewey Decimal System in this bitch. You hoes don't know shit about that shit no more. It's all right there on your phone, and you refuse to look it up.
Okay, so anyway. Today, singer Kesha was in court. She's trying to get out of her... Fix your face. The story is sad. She's trying to get out of her recording contract with Sony Music and Dr. Luke because in 2014, she accused him of raping her, drugging and raping her, as well as being verbally abusive. She was in rehab a bit. That was all over the news and shit for an eating disorder because she says that Dr. Luke, who she was dating, basically told her horrible things about her weight and the shape of her body and her face and basically just made her... basically just... because laughter. Basically made her feel horrible about herself and essentially ruined her career. So...
who is it?
She goes to court to try and get out of this recording contract. The judge, Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Shirley Kornreich. I don't know if I'm saying your name right, sweetheart, but either way, smooth fuck you to you. She decided that letting Kesha out of her contract with her accused rapist would cause Sony Music irreparable damage for the 6 albums that she still owes them, apparently, under that contract. So she's stuck in a recording contract with a guy that basically made her feel like shit, drove her to have all kinds of disorders and go to rehabs and fuck her whole career up and have her missing for years and all this shit. And a judge in the Supreme Court in this, on this island...
This is the one, probably not from here. Oh, well,
because Sony Music wants their money and we're going to do what's commercially acceptable because we can't just let you. Okay. So you mean to tell me that you bend the law for yourselves and all your homies every single time y'all fuck up? This white woman is coming in here in tears because she doesn't want to be, she wants a career, she wants to work, she wants to be separated from this man that raped her and made her feel horrible about herself. And you're saying that Sony Music is going to lose money from her. Let's dissect that. Sony Music Entertainment, first of all, I woke up this morning and saw this hashtag that said Sony promotes rape or something like that. And I said, oh God, not my people, not Sony. And I saw that it was Sony Music, which is American. Sony Computer is my people. They're Japanese. PlayStation ain't got shit to do with this.
Look at you.
So... Sony Music isn't even just a label. They're a corporation that has, like, Epic, RCA, Columbia, all of these people. You're not talking about Beyonce, girl. You're talking about Kesha, who has been missing for years because of this. You don't even know for sure where her career would go from here when she does decide to put some more music out because she's been gone for so long. You're not going to lose any fucking money out of this. You're strong-arming the fuck out this girl because you're afraid that she could possibly leave your label or leave your company and go sign with somebody else, work with other producers who ain't did shit to her, make some good music, come back, and make money that you ain't going to make. But you have all the money already. Like, this isn't Hustle and Flow. You ain't putting albums out in people's fucking garages and kitchens and living room fucking, like... sectionals, right, and all kinds of shit. This is a huge, one of the biggest music companies on earth. And you are out here having this girl walking out of court because you want to force her to stay in a musical relationship with somebody that she says raped her. She ain't even saying, I want for this nigga to go to jail. She's not even saying, I want for y'all to stone this bitch to death. She's saying, I just don't want to work with him. Past the fact that we have, I mean, this is clearly, again, another reason why so many women who are sexually assaulted, raped, whatever, keep that shit to their self and live their whole entire ass life having to carry that burden around because they know if they come and say something, 10% of the time, y'all will be like, oh, okay, well, let's do something about it. Anytime a woman speaks up and says, oh, well, I was raped, it's always like, well, were you? Well, let's get all the facts. Oh, well, you know, he does always come to work on time. Oh, well, he ain't never said nothing to me. Oh, well, it's always all of these questions, like, not to say that women have never lied about rape before, but I think that it's something that definitely deserves more care and compassion and empathy than America gives it. And what's worse than the fact that you got this motherfucker who's out here not only raping whoever and talking shit about this woman, he still has a career. He put fucking albums out. He produced and co-wrote for people that whole same year that she accused him of it, the last year, and he's still working on music. And ain't nobody saying boo to them. But what makes it even worse to me is the fact that you have people like Supreme Court Justice Dumbass over here who are basically looking in the faces of people that they just do not give a fuck about, that they are constantly casting to the side, and just not doing anything when you should. When an innocent black person is murdered, you're just like, oh, well, girl, well, you know, I fuck with him, and he throws the bomb Christmas party, so he ain't going nowhere, girl. And that's just it. When this woman comes to you and says, I just don't want to work with the guy who raped me, but I would very much like to continue working. Oh, well, girl, that ain't got nothing to do with Sony. They got a whole bunch of shooters out in these streets, and I just don't want a problem. Like, you could do something about it. What the fuck is the point of having rules and having laws if you're not going to enforce them? What the fuck is the point of working in law enforcement, being a lawyer, a judge, attorney, whatever the fuck, if you just gonna do whatever the fuck you want to when you want to do it? Then we might as well just all run around here and just start killing bitches and raping whoever the fuck we want to and stealing the new iPhone when it come out. Like for what? What is the point of having any kind of laws or rules if they're just made for some of us? When you have situations like this where you could this is absolutely a case that is about morals, because Sony is not going to lose not one goddamn dime. Even if they did lose money, it wouldn't be anything that would really hurt that company. Never. Ever. You won't get me to believe it. And you got this same bitch under your same label, and instead of saying to him, hey, so you can beat it since you just want to be out here doing whatever the fuck you want to women. We're going to hold you accountable for the shit. You still got him out here, what? Making money for you, because money and all of that shit and power is more important than what your artist is going through or had to go through. And you would rather make more money and put her through the same shit all over again than just be like, you know what? We don't even, this wouldn't even be an L for us if you left. And out of the goodness, like out of my heart, because I have a mama or a sister or a daughter, or I just know someone with a vagina or just anything, like, I'm going to do what's right here, what makes sense, and I'm going to let you go about your business. The label is not doing it. Dr. Luke don't give a fuck, and neither does this fucking Supreme. Like, what are we supposed to do in situations like this? So you just gonna have white blonde women out here walking out of court crying. So we just ain't got no hope. Like, just none. Cause you shoot our motherfucking asses before we can even say hello. Is it me you're fucking looking for? It's me on the other side. Anything. We can't say nothing before we got a bullet between our goddamn eyes. And you don't give a fuck about anybody else. It's just like, when are people in the positions to do the right thing, since that's what you're supposed to do for a living, just gonna do it? And stop taking the easy way out, and stop letting fucked up people behind the scenes in America or in front of the fucking scenes of America who only care about money and advancing whiteness and all of that shit. Stop doing what they want you to do so that you can play the game or whatever, or be safe out in these streets. We've been mad for decades and been saying it, like, out and proud, and they still want to eat our food and do our dances. So, I mean, I just feel like... you're free to do the right thing from time to time. That's it.
And you would think Sony wouldn't really be losing nothing by letting go of Kesha, because what has she even put out? Like, it's been how many?
She hasn't put anything out because she has to put music out with him.
I mean, it's 6 more fucking albums. How much more of that can she? What?
Like, honestly, what are even if you to really want to get into it, Kesha's last album that she put out, people were kind of like, okay, Kesha, like,
All right. You know, so you're talking about, oh, you have to go work with the nigga who you said raped you before. Like, you just let her the fuck go. You have Beyonce on Columbia. Formation tour start in a couple of goddamn months. Her alone, nigga, you are good. Y'all hoes are just greedy and you want to have everything your fucking way because you white and you up in your big fucking office and it ain't got nothing to do with you. Fuck that.
All right. So...
so that's it.
We're going to pray for Kesha because that's a sad situation.
Listen, that's The Read Live, 3 years.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get emotional.
Thank you to everyone who came out. Those of you who flew here. Panther fans, Jaguar, Cougar, Bobcats.
What team is the Cougars?
Actually, my high school football team's name was the Cougars.
Thank you so much for coming out to the Read Live New York City.
The acronym. The acronym is GCWCD. Give credit where credit is due.
That's why I'm not sharing my weed snacks with your whole ass. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you so much for all the support and the love over the past few years. I appreciate the fuck out of that shit. Y'all be safe getting home. Bring your ass back out here.
Thanks so much. Get home safe. Have a drink. Text Bay. Don't text Bay. Use condoms. Prep. Robitussin. And be safe. Goodbye.
Hey, guys, that wraps up our 3-year anniversary show. Thank you so much to everyone who came out to support and have a great time with us last week. Again, don't forget to check out our dope sponsors, Viceland. That's right. It's a new TV network coming from your friends over at Vice. And they've got dope shows lined up, including Noisy, Gaycation, Weedekit, Fuck That's Delicious, and many more. So again, head to Vice.com and see on which station the Viceland network will be airing in your city. Again, thanks so much to everyone who came out. This is TheRead.com. Follow us on all the socials, and we'll see y'all next week.